Investigative journalist Anas Aremiyaw Anas says measures outlined by the Gender Ministry to curb the maltreatment of children in orphanages are in the right direction. He, however, believes implementation and monitoring should be a priority in ensuring that the problem does not recur. Aremiyaw Anas was reacting to comments by the Gender Ministry after his expose.
Well, I think it's a step in the right direction, but should we just leave it up to that? You recall 5 years ago when Osu Children's Home was done, that was even more than this, because it was not just a press conference. A committee was set up to look at it, and an 85-page recommendation came up. The question is, what has been done with those recommendations? So it will not just be about talking, but it's about implementation, because, of course, if there was monitoring within these homes, and this is just one of them. I know there are several other homes whose activities are even worse than what has been published. So it's good. It's a step in the right direction. But we have to wait and be careful. We don't have to pass judgment immediately. We've got to be sure that what has been said are implemented.
How were you able to do this one, especially taking into consideration the fact that you've done a similar one before? How different is this one from the previous one that you did?
Well, significantly, this is not different from what was done earlier. It's not different. But actually, the motivation is that the first one did not yield any results. In spite of all the noise we made, nothing happened. So I felt that after 5 years, I should go back to that topic. But that maybe officialdom will listen and do some monitoring. You see, what we ought to know is that once institutions decide not to act or decide not to work, it's at the peril of the children's life. No one knows how many kids die as a result of such ill treatments that are meted out to them in not just this orphanage, but several other orphanages that are dotted across the length and breadth of Ghana. And that is worrying. Once the people paid to do that job, they should be able to do it. Also, I know that the ministry is also not giving enough financial support. So it's everybody ought to be blamed here. Civil society. Are we ensuring that we are checking orphanages that are around us? Government, is government giving enough money to caregivers or better to the social welfare to ensure that they do proper monitoring? It virtually has become like a money-making venture. Anybody who wants money decides to put out 11 children and then starts making money. And nobody goes to monitor. In this instance, it's not just going to be me, but civil society would also join so that we ensure that we put the right amount of pressure on officialdom to ensure that there's a better future for this orphan child.
Okay, so what should we expect from you again, Anas?
Well, what you should expect from me, we should also expect from you, all of us. We just have to keep our eye on the things that are supposed to act. We have to ensure that what the minister said is done. And then we also have to keep our eye on the orphanages around us to ensure that children are not physically abused or their rights are not being trampled upon, as happened in this particular instance.